Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu unserem Podcast Perspektivenwechsel. Heute blicken wir nach Tansania, wo die Kagera Coffee Union, KCU, ein Projekt mit energieeffizienten Öfen umgesetzt hat. Zu Besuch ist Catherine von der KCU. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Catherine. Thanks for taking the time to answer my questions. Especially during the corona pandemic, we hope that you and your colleagues and the beneficiaries of the Carbon Project are healthy and safe at home. First, I would like to ask you to introduce yourself and give us a brief introduction into the Carbon Project.
Hello, my name is Catherine William Gimbika from Tanzania. I am Kagera Cooperative Union worker supervising the Energy Saving Cooking Stove project. Me with my colleagues here are doing fine even in this unpredictable world situation of pandemic. The Energy Saving Cooking Stove project is implemented within our catchment area of operation, which consists of two groups called Bujugo and Bwendangabo Primary Cooperative Societies. The groups are made up by males, females and youth, 20 members in total. You may ask yourself, how Energy Saving Cooking Stoves project contributes on carbon dioxide reduction? The answer is, these stoves are designed to use a few pieces of firewood or other farm residues like maize cobs or pods of leguminous crops, example beans and groundnut shells. These materials are easily found within farm areas, and about 98% of members of Kagera Cooperative Union depends on firewood as a source of energy for cooking. So, implication of this is, trees either natural or planted like forests, woodlots, hedgerows, etc. will be conserved through reducing deforestation, since we are aware that big trees with large canopies are characterized to have high capacity of carbon dioxide absorption. Not only that, but the amount of smokes produced during cooking are too little compared to local cooking technique. I would like to clarify to you that the final beneficiary of this project are local farmers who buys a project product at lower cost of money compared to the costs invested to produce the stoves.
So as part of the project, energy-saving cooking stoves are distributed. And what is the status of the project?
In 2020, a total of 550 stoves were distributed to the members freely. However, the strategy was to sell to them at a reasonable and affordable price, which was Tanzania shillings 7,000. This is because of economic instability, which was facing and still facing our members. The distributed energy-saving cooking stoves are performing well, and close supervision for monitoring is going on.
And what makes the energy-saving cooking stoves so special?
Commonly known cooking stoves use charcoal, while these are designed to use very few pieces of firewood or farm residues, which can be available by every local farmer. Also, our energy-saving cooking stoves produce very little smokes. Third, food which is cooked through energy-saving cooking stove is aromatic and satisfies the meaning that has good natural tastes. Very fantastic. Also, whole sexes is engaged, that is, all males and females can take part in cooking activity. Since this was not there before, thus, it eliminates a patriarchal system regarding home food preparations. Our energy-saving cooking stoves are portable, movable, flexible, and multi-use. This means you can cook. After cooking, you can keep the saucepan owns a cooking energy stove, and the food remains hot even 3 to 4 hours after cooking. So, no need to keep the food in the hot pot since it is not found to every farmer. So, farmers' children can eat hot food after school hours. Normally comes late afternoon or late evening. The key main point which makes our project special is it contributes on environmental conservation. As we know, each environmental polluter should contribute on environmental cleaning and conservation process as we are human beings. We understand that through our daily activities, we contribute on environmental pollution. I repeat, this it is of a pleasure to see that we highly contribute even on environmental conservation actions.
Okay, so I got one last question or two last questions concerning the implementation due to the pandemic. What challenges do you face, and do you see opportunities that the situation around the pandemic creates?
Economic instability of our members caused our project to step back because all stoves produced in 2020 year distributed to members failed because they failed even to buy the stoves at the planned price. Also, let me share with you the opportunity the pandemic created. In March 2020, our nation announced for the first time that Corona was in our country. Few days ahead, our schools, universities, and colleges closed to ensure safety of students and pupils at that time. It was not allowed children to move from one place to another. Thus, for farmers who used the energy-saving cooking stoves, got an advantage because only firewood and crop residues from their farms were used and were enough for cooking, rather than those who used the local cooking technique. Sometimes they had to move from one place to another searching for firewood, which was dangerous to them with their children because they were already informed to stop unnecessary movements. So, we noted this as an advantage for our members who ensured their family members' safety through energy-saving cooking stoves.
Okay, Catherine, I have one last question. Please envision the future status. Where do you see the project 1 year ahead from now?
In the future, we're having big expectations of increase in supply from 550 ovens, which were distributed in 2020, to at least 1,500 ovens by 2021 and more in the coming year too. In addition, we are hoping to have a better environment due to the fact that our stoves produce less amount of smoke or no smokes concurrently with a few pieces of firewood use. Therefore, global warming and other environmental pollution will be reduced. Furthermore, we are hoping to get more cooperation and investment from carbon credits buyers through Climacredit to support our efforts since this project is environmental friendly and therefore an advantage to the world. In addition, we are hoping our project will expand all over Tanzania and outside Tanzania through knowledge sharing in order to ease life. Generally, we have 134 primary cooperative societies with a total members of about 60,000. Now we are already ensured that 550 households from our members are using energy savings cooking stoves. Last but not least, more efforts are still needed to be invested in this project to extend in order to reach at least 75% of our members, as I've already explained. This will revert the environment and the world to its natural origin, which was a better place for living organism to live rather than nowadays. I hope all you can agree with me.
Okay, so that's it. Thank you very much, Catherine, for taking part in our podcast. I wish you all the best and hope to hear from you soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to let me explain about our project. Thank you. See you and stay safe.